And you're tuned to Community Radio, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM, Hood River, and the Columbia Gorge, 104.3 FM, Philomath and the Willamette Valley. And welcome to A World of Jazz. Charlie Rooney here, a.k.a. DJ Charlie, filling in for Rita Rega this afternoon until 4 p.m. with A World of Jazz. And it's always a pleasure to fill in for Rita, and she does such a great show. I hope that I can do justice to it. I try. And we're going to have a lot of fun this afternoon with some great jazz. But first, I tell you that this KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Artemis Foods, Portland's local, organic, and sustainable catering company since 2000. Special events, corporate and wedding catering, with seasonal menus and service supported by sustainable business operations. Artemis offers full service and drop-off catering. Information at artemisfoods.com. Well, I want to start the jazz proceedings this afternoon with an album that's always been a great favorite of mine, and I personally think it's one of the foremost jazz albums ever recorded. It goes back to the 1960s. It's entitled Profile of a Jazz Musician and features the Paul Horn Quintet. Paul Horn on alto saxophone, flute and bass flute, Emil Richards on vibes, Paul Moore on piano, Victor Gaskin on bass, and Milt Turner on drums. And it's just the epitome of a great jazz album. A lot of different time signatures, very complicated. And I'm going to share with you a couple of tracks off this album. The first one's called Count Your Change. And second one's called Now Hear This. And I especially like Emil Richards, an underappreciated vibraphone player. Not well known as some others, but he had a great career in Hollywood in the studios, and he has played with many, many people. And I'll tell you a little bit about Emil Richards after we check out these cuts. So here we go with Paul Horn and his quintet, Profile of a Jazz Musician, Count Your Change. We'll be right back. Change, it's called, and before we move on to the next track on this release, which is a track called Now Hear This, a little bit about Neil Richards on Vibes. He is 85 years old, still with us, born in 1932 out of Hartford, Connecticut, and he was playing xylophone by the age of six, and by the time he was in high school, he was performing with the Hartford Symphony Orchestra. He moved to New York City in 1954 and played with Charlie Mingus, Ed Fishman, Ed Shaughnessy, George Shearing. Longtime resident of L.A., moved to Los Angeles in 1960, worked with Don Ellis, Doris Day, Sarah Vaughan, Nelson Riddle, Frank Zappa, and Frank Sinatra. He went on a worldwide tour with Sinatra in 1962 as a fundraiser for charity, and this led to a lifelong interest in world percussion, and he has accumulated a huge collection of world percussion instruments, which is now part of the Emil Richards collection is in the Percussive Arts Society in Lawton, Oklahoma. And he sold many of his percussion instruments to the L.A. Percussion Rebels, used to this day in films and performances. He is been very active in studios in Los Angeles for many, many years. I don't know his age now, if he still is. He was called for many, many dates on Vibes, and he's played with a whole lot of people. Louis Belson, Quincy Jones, Stan Kenton, Shorty Rogers, Nancy Wilson, and George Harrison of the Beatles. Emil Richards. And the only tracks that I have of Emil were on this album, Jazz Profile of a Jazz Musician. I know he's got some other releases out, and you can find them at Amazon, but in other places. But we'll go on now with the second track off this album that I wanted to bring to you. It's called Now Hear This, and once again, it's Paul Horn on alto sax, Emil Richards on vibes, Paul Moore on piano, Victor Gaskin on bass, Milt Turner on drums, recorded in 1968, I believe. Now hear this. I'm not going to do that. Maybe you recognize that great classic track. That was titled Bohemia After Dark. It's a composition by Oscar Pettiford. It was performed by Sahib Shihab, and he is on baritone sax. Francie Boland on piano. Fats Sadi on vibes and bongos. Jimmy Wood Jr. on the bass. Joe Harris on percussion. Kenny Clark on drums. And that was recorded in 1997. And here's another version of that great Oscar Pettiford classic. It's performed by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet in San Francisco at the Jazz Workshop. And features Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Bobby Timmons piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums.
Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, recorded live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco. You tuned to Community Radio KBOO Portland. DJ Charlie sitting in for Rita Rega this afternoon on a World of Jazz. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's great weather outside, but if you're in, we got a lot of heat for you right here, musical heat coming to you. And we're going to get right back to some music after this announcement.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Nat Turner Project book release on Thursday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall in Portland. The Nat Turner Project allows artists of color to go beyond the usual initial expositions inherent in presenting art born of marginalized perspectives to a dominant culture, and creates an environment of inclusivity, a communal harbor for artists previously silenced by institutional constraints, and actively provides priority spaces to artists of color. Their first catalog, titled Nat Turner Project Testimony, will be released and celebrated with food, drink, and music. Again, that's the Nat Turner Project book release on Thursday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, 1221 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Thank you.
Yeah.
For you in the afternoon, and that goes back to the 1940s, 1946 to 1951, and we heard a track called Mr. Brin, and that was Ben Webster on tenor, Argon Thornton on piano, and the great guitar work of Bill Durango, John Simmons on bass, Sidney Catlett on drums, recorded in New York, 1946, as was the previous track called Dark Corners. And both of these tracks are off of the Ben Webster, 1946 to 51, on the Classics label out of Paris, France. And they have a whole series, you probably know about some of those, of all vintage jazz. And going back, before that, we heard the great Ella Fitzgerald with Ooh Ya Coo, and that's from Bebop Spoken Here. Don't have a listing of the side personnel on that one, but and then that Cool Blues before that, Dr. Lonnie Smith, and Lonnie Smith is joined by, on organ, Dr. Lonnie Smith on organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, and Rodney Jones rhythm guitar, Fred Hutchinson on drums, as well as Furushi Tanaka, I guess it is, also on drums, and that was from Dr. Lonnie Smith's release. That track was called Backtrack, and it was from his release, Too Damn Hot. And I hope it's not too damn hot for you today out there, but I know it's beautiful. And we are keeping the beautiful sounds coming to you right here on your community radio station. It's KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. DJ Charlie sitting in for Rita Rega this afternoon on A World of Jazz. And I'll be returning tomorrow to do my regular broadcast at noon with the World Beat Connection. I play Afro-Caribbean. And sometimes I'm lucky enough to be asked to sit in on jazz, which is another great love of mine. Let's see, I forgot to mention a few tracks ago when we were playing Bohemia After Dark, and I talked about Sahib Shihab, and this was from a compilation CD. I had a call about that, and it's from the Freedom Jazz Dance, book number 3 on the Schema level, schema level from France, I believe it is. Let's see. The writing's so small on these CDs, you know. It's Italian. There we go. It's an Italian release. But it's a great compilation CD of tracks, Freedom Jazz tracks, African Rumble by Timo Lassi, and Kenny Clark, and the Francis Bowen Sextet is on here. Quite a few. So this is book number 3. I guess they have book 2 and 1, Freedom Jazz Dance. And let's continue on now. Let's see. What do we have coming up? Oh, yes, 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 yes. We have the Afro Bop Alliance Big Band. Oh, yeah. From their CD Revelation. And the Afro Bop Alliance is, among others, the drummer, Joe McCarthy. He's the guiding force of the project. Steel Pan's drummer, or Steel Pan player, Victor Provost, does some great work on here. Tenor saxophone, Louis Hernandez, alto, Vince Norman, guitar, Jim Roberts, and many others. And this is a great album called Revelation, and this is, the first track is called Cubop. It runs about 6 minutes, and we'll play another one off of this where Victor Provost really holds forth on the Steel Pans in a jazz context. So here we go with Cubop.